He was an unusually clever child as well. Even Constanzo was sometimes surprised at the things he came out with. But for all Constanza's cleverness, Skye would later remind himself, she was not infallible. She had known how to reach the Dolphinarium without anyone seeing them, but she had not quite known how to get them back unseen. It had been worth it, though. "The grown-ups don't like them," Constanza had said when they had reached the side of the tank which held the dolphins. "They'd rather they didn't exist at all." They stood on drainage grills, slick with spilled water. The tank was a high-sided glass enclosure bathed in sickly blue light, reaching away for tens of meters into the darkness of the hold. Skye peered into the gloom. The dolphins were purposeful grey shapes somewhere in the turquoise distance, their outlines constantly breaking up and reforming in the liquid play of light. They looked less like animals than things carved from soap, slippery and not quite real. Skye had pressed his hand against the glass. "Why don't they like them?" Constanza's reply was measured. "Something's not quite right with them, Skye. These aren't the same dolphins the ship had when it left Mercury. These are the grandchildren or the great-grandchildren, I'm not sure which. They've never known anything except this tank, and nor have their parents." "I've never known anything except this ship." "But you're not a dolphin. You weren't expecting oceans to swim in." Constanza had paused because one of the animals was swimming towards them. It had left its companions at the far end of the tank, huddled around what looked like a set of television screens showing different pictures. Now that it emerged into the volume of clear water immediately beyond the glass, it assumed a presence it had lacked a moment earlier. Suddenly it was a large, potentially dangerous thing of muscle and bone, rather than something bordering on translucence. Skye had seen photos of dolphins in the nursery, and there was something not quite right about this creature. A network of surgically fine lines encased its skull, and there were geometric bumps and ridges around its eyes. Evidence of hard metal and ceramic things buried just below the dolphin's flesh.
"Hello,"
Skye said, tapping the glass. "That's Sleek," Constanza said. "I think so, anyway. Sleek's one of the oldest ones." The dolphin looked at him, the sly curve of its jaw making the scrutiny appear both benign and demented. Then it whiplashed around so fast that it was face onto him, and Skye felt the glass reverberate with unheard vibration. Something formed in the water in front of Sleek, sketched in arcs of transient bubbles. At first the trails of bubbles were random, like an artist's preliminary brushstrokes, but then they became more structured and deliberate, Sleek's head jerking animatedly as if the creature was in the throes of electrocution. The display lasted for only a handful of seconds, but what the dolphin was shaping was unmistakably a face, rendered three-dimensionally. The form lacked any fine details, but Skye knew that it was more than just a suggestion that his subconscious was creating from a few random bubble trails. It was too symmetric and well-proportioned for that. There was emotion there as well, though it was almost certainly horror or fear. Sleek, his work done, departed with a contemptuous flick of his tail.
"They hate us as well," Constanza said, "but you can't really blame them for that, can you?"
"Why did Sleek do that? How?"
"There are machines in Sleek's melon, that bump between his eyes. They're implanted when they're babies. The melon's what they normally make sounds with, but the machines let them focus the sound more precisely so they can draw with bubbles. And there are little things in the water, microorganisms, which light up when the sound hits them. The people who made the dolphins wanted to be able to